It's time for today's daily devotional. And before we get started, we did have a prayer request come in yesterday afternoon after I was off the air. And that's for Lee Dial. Apparently, he has just had some open heart surgery. So if you could keep him in your prayers, that would be great. All right. This week, we are in Love Out Loud. And on this day, we're going to actually dig deep into love beyond differences. Wow. We have seen that so much plastered all over social media for the last week. So it's a good day to focus on that. Scripture comes from Matthew 22, 37 through 40. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on to these two commandments. That is so tough for us because, you know, especially back in the day, we didn't have social media. If we had a beef with somebody, we took it up with them. But apparently now we have a beef with everybody on social media. Nobody's allowed to have an opinion. Nobody's allowed to think a certain way. If you do think that way, then you got somebody criticizing you all the time. And that's a hard part of life, just realizing that not everybody's going to see things the way that we do, right? It's different backgrounds, different opinions, different beliefs. They can all lead to tension, arguments, or even broken relationships. I've seen a lot of those this past week on Facebook. And in today's world, it often feels like we are just pressured to either agree on everything or cut each other off completely. But God calls us to a different way, loving out loud. Even when we disagree, we don't have to see eye to eye. Agreeing to disagree doesn't mean watering down your faith or stepping away from God's truth. What it means is standing firm on His word while showing grace and patience and respect to other people. We may not see eye to eye on politics, culture, personal choices, but you know, even maybe spiritually, we may not see eye to eye. Everybody has different religions, but under God's commandments, one thing is non-negotiable, and that is that we are called to love people, and we need to get back to loving on each other. Jesus didn't say, love your neighbor if they vote like you, look like you, or worship like you. He simply says, love your neighbor. And that means love isn't tied to the sameness. It's tied to obedience. And we can disagree on details, but remain united in compassion. So think of it this way. As God created the body with many parts, hands, feet, eyes, ears, all different, but all working together. Diversity doesn't have to divide us. It could strengthen us. If love is the foundation, and it's okay to say, I don't agree with you, but I still love you. That's not weakness. No, it's strength. And loving out loud means valuing people more than arguments and keeping relationships above pride and remembering that love is always the louder witness of Christ than debate. How can we love out loud today? We can choose not to argue over differences. That's the main thing. Instead, open your ears and listen instead. Find some common ground with someone who sees things differently than you. Pray for unity in your community and your church and your family. And remember, the goal is not to win the argument, but to win hearts through love. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, thank you for making us unique. Help us to love others even when we don't see eye to eye. Keep us grounded in your truth, but let our words and actions reflect kindness and grace and teach us how to value people over preferences and love them as you have loved us. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.